AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he will let a bipartisan housing affordability bill become law without his signature. The AP Sagar Magani is at the White House.
It's the most sweeping effort in decades to address housing costs, but the president's refusing to sign it in protest of Congress not passing a strict voter ID bill.
We want to keep America great. And we will do so by approving the Save America Act,
which does not have enough support to pass. The president was to sign the housing bill 2 weeks ago, but scrapped it.
He's petulant, he's angry, and he looks ridiculous.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer. The president's refusal is boosting GOP concerns about addressing rising costs in an election year. The housing bill will become law either way. The president had 10 days to veto it, but chose not to. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A series of unclaimed airstrikes hit Iran after the U.S. said it ended its attacks, raising questions about who targeted Iran. The strikes hit areas in southern Iran as the country prepared to bury the late Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iran hasn't directly blamed anyone. Most of America's lower 48 states are about to swelter under an unusually large, strong, and long-lasting heat dome. Daniel Swain, climate scientist with the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources, says it's not just about the heat.
I think probably more because it's going to be a very broad event from a spatial perspective. So it's going to extend really almost all the way to the West Coast and all the way east to the Ohio River Valley. So that's a huge extent going, you know, thousands of miles across the country.
Temperatures are expected to be 15 to 25 degrees warmer than normal, including at night. Not much movement either way in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. The AP's Donna Warder reports Facebook and Instagram are being accused of being addictive.
The European Union is accusing Meta of designing Facebook and Instagram to get people hooked, especially children. And it's demanding that Meta disable what it calls key addictive features, such as infinite scrolling and autoplay of videos. The EU's charges against Meta platforms are part of its investigation under the Digital Services Act, and it threatens hefty fines if tech platforms don't protect internet users. Meta says the preliminary findings do not recognize the steps the company has already taken to protect teens. It says its teen accounts automatically protect minors and put parents in control. I'm Donna Warder.
Volkswagen is reporting weak sales numbers with a significant drop in China. The company says it plans to cut its model lineup by nearly half. Hundreds of employees led a protest outside a Volkswagen plant in Germany. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey everybody, Chris Cunahan for Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection company with over a million satisfied homeowners. I'm here to answer all of your home maintenance questions. I have Mary from Des Moines on the line. How can I help, Mary?
You're wrong. You'll see. $100.
Mary, you there?
Hey, Chris. Sorry. I'm calling to settle a bet with my husband. Okay, so is it better to deal with a clogged gutter now or wait until the weather's better?
Mary, the time is now. The longer you wait, the more damage you can have. Your husband may have lost this bet, but repairing your gutters can save your family thousands of dollars over the lifetime of your home.
But how much will it cost to get our gutters inspected?
Well, husband of Mary, leaf filter inspection and estimates are always free for new customers. And right now, if you go to leaffilter.com/gold, you can get an additional 30% off.
I think I won here.
We both did. What's that site, Chris?
That's leaffilter.com/gold. Visit today to schedule your free gutter inspection.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior military discount. One discount per household.